如火眺望起来。
Let's speak about to fan into flame.
第一讲，我们要讲讲怎么样找回已经失落了的属灵温度。
For the first service, we will speak about finding the lost spiritual temperature.
弟兄姐妹，如果我现在主耶稣问你，你的信仰温度是多少度？
Dear brothers and sisters, if the Lord Jesus asks you right now, what is the temperature of your faith?
你会怎么回答呢？
How would you answer him?
物理学告诉我们，这个世界上每一样东西都需要有温度的。
The study of physics tells us that in this world, every object has some temperature.
我们的身体有正确的温度，你不能低过这个温度，不然你会生病。
Our physical bodies have a specific temperature range. If it's lower than this, then we will become sick.
你烧开水，你要达到一定的温度，它才会沸腾。
If you boil water, you have to reach a certain temperature for it to boil.
你煮东西，要烤东西，要达到某种温度，它才会熟。
When you cook and bake, you have to get to a certain temperature for the food to become good.
温度不够，那就达不到标准，也达不到目标。
If the temperature is not enough, then you will not reach your goal or the standard.
灵恩会就是要我们检查一下自己属灵的健康，早上过传道，你勉励我们的。
In the spiritual convocation, it is time for us to examine our own health, just like how Preacher Tony mentioned this morning.
如果现在我们有手摸摸我们自己身体，我们信仰现在的温度是多少？
If you touch your heart right now, what is your temperature in your faith right now?
信徒的属灵生命，不管你信了多久，或者是有没有在教会做圣工。
For a member in their spiritual life, no matter how long you believe for or if you've done holy work,
或者是你是不是长职传道负责人，这个没有关系。
Or whether or not you're a minister, this is all not the point.
那都是表面的。
This is all on the surface.
你要看你里面属灵的生命真正的温度是多少。
You have to look at the heart. What is within you is what is the temperature of your spiritual life.
信仰的属灵生命的温度大概离不开三种可能的情况。
There are three types of spiritual temperatures that one may have in faith.
第一种就是完全冷漠的冰点。
The first is a completely frozen temperature.
就是代表一个人的灵性对神已经完全失去任何的感觉。
That is in one's spirituality, they have lost all feelings towards God.
心中已经对神很麻木了，不再相信了。
They are fully numb towards the Lord in their heart, and they no longer believe.
已经转身离开神了。
They have turned around and left the Lord.
已经迷失在世界当中了。
They have been lost into this world.
换句话来说，他的属灵生命基本上已经停顿了，已经停止了，没有生命的象征了，表象。
In other words, their spiritual life has deceased, and there is no signs of life anymore.
在物理学上有一种温度叫做绝对零度。
In physics, there is a temperature called absolute zero.
这是负273度。
This is negative 273 degrees Celsius.
在这个温度之下，没有任何东西，有任何的能量，它会完全静止。
At this exact temperature, there is no energy.
那属灵上面，我们是不是这种绝对的零度，绝对的冰点呢？
In our spiritual life, is that where we are?
如果灵恩会都不来，那大概离开这个冰点也不会太远。
If you do not even come to spiritual convocation, then you are not far from this absolute zero.
如果圣餐你明天没有 show up, 不来领圣餐，没兴趣，没空，没感觉，那大概离开这个冰点也不是太远。
If you do not show up for the Holy Communion tomorrow, then you don't have a lot of feelings towards this faith, then you are close to that absolute zero.
因为耶稣为你死，关我什么事？我为什么要来？那这个就是差不多冰点。
If you think about how Jesus died for you and you do not feel anything, then you are near absolute zero.
第二种可能的温度可能没有冰点那么差。
The other type of temperature is maybe not as bad as this absolute zero.
那叫做不冷不热。
It is called lukewarm.
我们看启示录第三章。
Let us look at Revelation chapter 3.
15节。
Verse 15.
启示录三章十五节。
Revelation 3 verse 15.
一起读。
Let's read this together.
吃完饭大家想睡觉，所以大声读。
You might feel very sleepy right now, but let's read out loud.
一二三，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。十六节，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。这个叫做温水的温度。
This is lukewarm.
当时的老底嘉教会的属灵温度，圣灵给他指出来了。
At that time, the Holy Spirit pointed out to the Laodicean church that their temperature in spirit
叫做不冷也不热,
is called not cold or hot.
当时的老迪加这种城市, 这个城市的附近有一个温泉,
at the city of Laodicea, at that time there was a hot spring near them.
温泉刚出来的时候是很热,
at the hot spring there's a very warm
但是经过引水道引到城市里面的时候，这个水温已经变成温了。
As the water is guided into the city, then the temperature is no longer hot, it is lukewarm.
也不冷也不热。
It's no longer hot or cold.
这种温度的水啊，不能做什么用，也不能泡茶，也不会解凉。
This temperature of water is useless because you can't use it for bathing or cooling down.
喝下去有点让人家反胃的感觉。
When you drink of it, it is not nice.
神不喜欢这种温水的温度。
God does not like this temperature.
什么叫做温水的温度呢？
What is this lukewarm temperature?
我有来聚会啊。
I come to church.
我每个礼拜都会来一次，至少来一次。
I come at least once a week.
但是听道理呢，不痛不痒，没有什么感觉。
But listening to the word, I don't feel much.
上面讲上面的道理啊，你在上面发呆了，划手机啊。
The sermon speaker is speaking, but then I am scrolling on my phone or dozing off.
然后呢，我们的心中啊，对神啊，对祷告啊，对唱诗啊，也是没有什么感觉。
And I don't have a lot of feelings in my heart when I pray or sing the hymns.
哎，犯罪的时候也不会内疚。
When I sin, I don't feel bad in my heart.
就是不会对神的东西太高兴，犯罪也不会太难受。
Not very happy. I'm not very joyous towards the things of God, and I am not very sad towards sin.
良心是不太会责备自己。
My conscience will not rebuke me.
啊，这种叫做温水的温度。
This is the temperature of lukewarm.
啊，就是老底嘉教会的这种情况。
This is the situation at the Laodicean church.
那我们不要以为温水的温度就可以啊，可以低空飞过啊，我们可以勉勉强强也是可以得救啊。
Let's not think that this is an acceptable temperature to be at so that we can be just acceptable.
在社会上来说，你有五六十分也可以算过了。
In society, if you are graded 50 or 60%, then you are counted as passing.
但是主耶稣不接受这种温度。
But God does not accept this temperature.
他说，你既然就不冷也不热，我就把你从我口中吐出来。
God says, since you are neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
什么意思?
What does this mean?
不冷不热的信徒是不能得救的。
The one who is lukewarm, it cannot be saved.
因为属灵的生命就好像逆水行舟一样。
Because a spiritual life is when we're walking against the tide.
你没有进步，你就在退步。
If you're not going forward, you are going backwards.
这个水一直冲你，你没有比这个水流更快，你就被冲走了。
This tide is coming towards you. If you are not faster than them, then you will be swept away.
一直退步到最后，你就变成第一种状态了，就是完全冷漠了。
If you continue to be swept away by this tide, then you will return into that first temperature.
真的，有时候社会的洪流、生活的试炼会把我们冲走。
Really, the things of the tides of the world and the thoughts of the life of on this world can sweep us away.
过了几年又冲走一批了。
After a few years, a few more members will be swept away.
像我这次回来，几年没有回来，哎，有看到有一些人也不见了。
So it's been a few years since I've been back, and I've noticed that a few people have been gone.
被冲走了。
They've been swept away.
你以为自己不冷不热可以维持住吗？是维持不住的。
You think you can maintain your faith in a lukewarm state? You cannot.
那第三种就是我们要追求的温度。
The third type of temperature is the one that we must pursue.
只有一种温度是神赞美的，这接受的温度。
There's only one temperature that God praises and He accepts.
提摩太后书1章第6节。
Let us look at 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第1章第6节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
1, 2, 3。 为此我提醒你，你仗神借着我按手所赐给你的恩赐，再如火眺望起来。 这就是第三种温度。
This is the third type of temperature.
保罗鼓励年轻的提摩太。
Paul encouraged the young Timothy.
他知道提摩太属灵的温度已经降低了。
He knew that Timothy's spiritual temperature has decreased a little bit.
保罗生命都快结束了，但是他还要写信鼓励他。
Paul was at the end of his life, but he was writing this letter to encourage him.
请把这几句，如果你有带圣经，把它画起来，圈起来。
If you have your own Bible, please highlight these verses.
家里写一张纸，贴在床头，贴在冰箱。
Please write this down and stick it onto your your bedstand or your refrigerator.
主今天对你的要求，你的信仰的温度要如火眺望起来。
This is what God requires of you today to kindle afresh your fire.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
有时候我们信仰的火会不知不觉熄灭了，慢慢低了，慢慢弱了。
Sometimes the fire of our spirit, of our faith, may be diminished.
你不可以让它一直弱下去。
You cannot let it weaken.
有很多原因会让你弱下去。
There are many reasons why it would weaken, your flame would be weakened.
但是一弱下去的时候，你要再把它眺望起来。
But as it weakens, you have to kindle it afresh.
这个如火眺望的原文是由三个字来组成的。
So this phrase in the original text is made up of three words.
第一就是再次。
The first is again.
第二就活着。
The second is alive.
第三就是活。
The third is live.
这个火，你把它再次把它活起来，不要死掉了。
You have to rekindle this fire. Sorry.
到某一个点完全熄灭了，你再吹都没有用了。
If you get to a certain point where the fire is completely put out, then you cannot put it up again.
那个火都没有了，你再加柴也没有用了。
If the fire is already gone and you add firewood to it, it would be useless.
你要等它完全死之前，这个火苗完全死之前，要给它重新的活过来。
Before the flame is completely gone, you have to rekindle it.
让它再次燃烧属灵的火焰。
To stir up the spiritual fire again.
所以我们这次灵恩会要思考这个问题。
So we have to consider this question.
到底我的火是什么时候慢慢变小了？
At what time did my fire start to diminish?
是什么原因会让我们的火变小？
What are the causes that diminish my fire?
主耶稣有告诉我们几个原因。
Jesus has told us a few examples.
你要先找到这个原因，针对这个原因。
You have to find this cause and target it.
我们看路加福音21章34节。
Let us look at Luke 21 verse 34.
路加21章34节。
Luke 21 verse 34.
我们一起读。
Let's read.
第二三，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒、并进生的思虑累着你们的心，那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。 上个礼拜四，我们在中文查经班查路加21章。
At the Chinese study Bible study class, we studied Luke chapter 21.
非常重要的一章。
This is a very important chapter.
主耶稣在这里讲到说，我们面对末世，我们的信仰的火会一直变弱，一直变弱。
Jesus tells us here that facing the end days, that our spiritual fire will dissipate as it goes on.
好像有三盆大冷水浇在你的信仰火苗里面，会让它变弱、变熄灭了。
As if there are three bowls of cold water that is pouring onto this fire to diminish it.
你不针对这三样东西对付它，你的火就会越来越弱，越来越小。
If you do not guard against these things, then your fire will dissipate.
那到底让你信仰降温的三盆大冷水是什么？
So what are these three causes that will just diminish your faith?
主耶稣说，第一就是贪食。
The first is greed.
第二，醉酒。
Drunkenness.
第三呢，今生的思虑。
And the third is worries of life.
所以我们来看看这三盆冷水有没有浇熄、浇灭你的火。
Let us look at these three bowls. Are they of cold water? Are they diminishing your fire?
好，第一盆冷水。
The first one.
就是贪食。
That is greed.
贪食啊，
it is
这段时间啊，
dissipation
啊，什么叫贪食？
What does this mean?
表面上好说只是讲贪嘴馋啊，喜欢吃东西。
It is as if on the surface it is some kind of greed where you want to eat something.
但是难道只是指着说我们贪吃太多而已吗？
But this is really concerning food.
原文这个贪食这个字。
In this original text,
它的意思就是说过度放纵。
This means that you are overcharged with indulgence.
然后呢，搞到你的头晕，头晕晕，还有不清醒。
The point that you lose consciousness.
有时候真的你吃太饱啊，你会想睡觉啊，头晕晕啊。
And it is true when you're too full, sometimes you will have brain fog.
刚刚中午的东西很好吃，但是你吃太饱就会不醒。 吃太饱了会想吐。We had
some wonderful just now, but if you ate too much, you may feel like vomiting.
这个绝对不是讲在食物上面。This
is not concerning food.
其实是指着一个基督徒如果太看重物质的生活。
It is speaking about whether if a Christian focuses too much on the worldly life,
太看重金钱的追求啊,
on the pursuit of wealth,
一直追求我生活要过得越来越好,
you pursue to have better living,
一直整天想享受我怎么可以享受多一点,
every day all you think about is how much more can I enjoy,
这个就是第一盆冷水,
this is the first bowl of cold water,
会让你本来热心追求神的心慢慢消掉了,
so that it will dissipate the flame of passion that you have for the Lord.
我们祷告都常常求神啊，祝福我，让我生活过得好一点吗？
We often pray to ask the Lord to help us with our life.
那我们确实在温哥华已经在生活的水平的顶端了，全世界来说已经很好。
In actual fact, us living here in Vancouver, we are already living in a very good standard of living.
天气也好。
The weather is good.
空气也好。
The air is good.
环境也不错。
The environment is great.
大家住的房子、开的车子都很不错。
The houses we live in, the cars that we drive are all very good.
虽然没有很有钱，但是我们也什么都不缺啊。
We may not be wealthy, but we do not lack anything.
但是什么都不缺，到底对我们属灵是好还是不好？
But not lacking anything, is this good or bad for our spiritual life?
我们看启示录第三章十七节。
Let us look at Revelation 3 verse 17.
启示录三章十七节。
Revelation 3 verse 17.
一起读。
Let's read together.
二三。你说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。这就是当时圣灵告诉我们，有一个教会叫老底家教会的这种状况。
This is what the Holy Spirit has said to the church in Laodicea.
这个叫一样都不缺。
This church did not lack anything.
这个叫做物质上已经达到一种程度，就是没有什么东西缺乏，该有的都有了。
In terms of material things, they have already attained anything.
那请问这是神的祝福还是属灵的毒药？
And is this a blessing from God or is this poison spiritually?
可以是神的祝福。
It can be a blessing from God.
也应该是神的祝福，神祝福你啊。
It should be as well.
但是如果你应用的不好，你不警醒，这个就被属灵的迷药或者是一盆大冷水。
If you do not utilize it properly or if you're not awake, then it would be poison for you.
虽然已经不缺了。
Because you do not lack anything.
但是我们没有把这个剩下的力量来追求神。
But we do not spend the rest of our energy to pursue God.
我们要更多。
We want more.
要别人比我多。
Because other people have more than.
我还要再爬上去。
I want to climb higher.
我还要赚多一点。
I want to earn more.
等我有更多的时候，我才来去教会，再来服侍神。
Only when I have more, then I will come to church and serve the Lord.
其实啊，心里的欲望永远没有办法填满。
Actually, the desires of your heart can never be fulfilled.
这个就是为什么我们今天属灵的火很容易就熄灭掉了。
This is why today our spiritual flame can be snuffed out very easily.
小弟看过一个让人家非常心痛的例子。
I've seen a very sad example.
有一位弟兄。
There was a brother.
他很多年之前移民加拿大。
Many years ago, he immigrated to Canada.
那时候他是偷渡来的。
At that time, he came as an illegal immigrant.
没有身份。
He had no
he has no identity.
And he had no money.
还借了很多钱。
He borrowed a lot of money.
来到加拿大。
He came to Canada.
什么都没有。
He had nothing.
身体还不好。
And he wasn't even healthy as well.
根本就不太能去工作。
He couldn't really go work.
你看那个时候真的是又贫穷又生病。
He was poor and poor in health as well.
在人生最艰难的时候。
At the time where life was the hardest.
他想起我只能靠神。
You remember that I have to rely on the Lord.
怎么办？
What can you do?
只要教会有聚会，他一定会来。
As long as there's service in church, he would come.
星期三晚上他来。
He comes on Wednesday evenings.
礼拜五晚上来。
Friday evenings.
礼拜六没上班了，也不能上班，当然来一整天。
Of course, he comes the full day on Saturday.
哇，常常祷告啊，常常出来祷告，被求圣灵充满了。
He prayed often. He often prayed in the front to ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
求神医治他。
He asked God to heal him.
让他可以去赚钱。
So that he can go and earn money.
所以那个时候把神抓得很紧。
At that time, he grasped onto God very tightly.
那个时候他的信仰是火热的。
At that time, his faith was very at a high temperature.
因为他需要神。
Because he needed God.
神也是听他祷告。
And God really listened to his prayers.
慢慢医好他的病。
He gradually healed his sickness.
啊，可以上班了。
So that he was able to work.
哦，他上班就开始赚钱了。
And he started to earn money.
啊，神也给他一个机会。
And God gave him an opportunity as well.
可以跟朋友合伙做生意。
So that he could start a business with his friends.
哇，赚到第一桶金了。
He earned some money.
赚到第一笔大钱了。
He earned a large amount of money.
哎，应该就是满足了。
And he should have been satisfied.
应该就是好好做这个店，然后时间就用来敬拜神，开始服侍神，报答神的恩典啊。
He should have maintained his business and then spent his time to repay the Lord.
但是贪呢，这是来说贪，不是贪食而已，贪世界。
But he was greedy. He was greedy for the world.
我只有一个店。
I only have one store.
其实也没有很多啊。
I don't have that much.
他朋友就跟他讲。
So his friend said.
来来来，我们再合伙，再借一点钱，再开另外一间。
Come, let's go and borrow some more money and open a second store.
哦，他想起，哇，这个是机会啊。
He thought this is an opportunity.
有钱，谁不想多赚一点
？If I have money, who doesn't want to earn more?
啊，搞不定以后我可以多捐一点呢。
Maybe with more money, I can donate more to the church.
好了，需要跟人家合伙第二间。
So he joined businesses with another person and had another second store.
第二间不够。还有第三件。
A second one was not enough, so he had a third.
因为当那个贪念的火烧开了，打开的时候。
Because when this flame of greed begins.
我觉得自己还不够啊。
I think I don't have enough.
哇，有机会应该多赚，怎么可以别人家赚走呢
？If I have the opportunity, I have to earn more. I shouldn't give the opportunity to others.
开第三间。
He opened a third.
越开越多。
The more he opened, he continued to open more and more.
圣经说啊，钱在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
The Bible says where your money is and where your heart is.
他轮流啊，每个周末、礼拜六，尤其是最忙的时候，店里面最忙的时候。
On Saturday, it is when the business was most busiest.
他当然要去不同的店去寻啊，去解决问题啊。
So he had to go to the different stores to solve the problems there.
就算来了教会，哇，电话一直响啊，一直跑出去接电话。
Even if he did make it to church, his phone kept on ringing, so he had to step aside all the time.
在家里睡觉的时间都不够了。
He didn't have enough time to even sleep.
更不要说后来要来教会。
He wouldn't even think about coming to church.
就越来越少来教会。
So he started to come to church less and less.
他的生命最重要的就是钱，就是店。
The most important thing in his life was money in his store.
当然，这是你的自由啊！你要这样做，没人阻挡你。
Of course, that's his own freedom, and no one will stop him.
但是长期的高压，生活在高的压力之下。
But living under this high pressure for a long time.
整天担心那个生意，整那个周转的问题。
He was concerned about his money and his business all the time.
合伙人之间的问题。
The problems between his partners.
家里之间的人的问题。
The problems between his relationships at home.
你越远离了神哦，其他的问题就会越来越多。
The moment you leave God, then there will be more and more problems.
他以前是一个依靠神喜乐的穷人。
He used to be a poor person who relied on the Lord for joy.
现在变成个有钱的困苦人。
And now he is a rich person who is poor in spirit.
但是冷了就很难再热起来。
But once his passion for the Lord has cooled down, then it's very hard to flame it again.
访问啊，提醒啊，没有用。
We visited him and we encouraged him, but it was useless.
大概要等到有一天要失去一切了，才会醒过来。
He might only wake up one day when he's lost everything.
最大的问题是什么？
What is the greatest problem?
老底家最大的问题是什么？
What is the greatest problem in this Laodicean church?
就是不觉得自己有问题。
It's that they did not feel that they had a problem.
我很好。
I'm very good.
我什么都有。
I have everything.
神祝福我。
God has blessed me.
我有什么问题？
What problem do I have?
其实问题可大了。
But the problem is actually great.
今天我们是不是属灵的温度已经因为贪而被这个世界的冷水来浇熄掉了？
Today, our spiritual temperature has it been diminished because of our greed?
一个人，主耶稣说，一个人不能侍奉两个主啊。
God, Jesus had said that one person cannot serve two masters.
不是说我们不可以去赚钱，不可以去追事业。
It's not to say that we cannot earn money or pursue our careers.
但是不是我们的主啊。
It's that our careers cannot be our Lord.
我们要很小心啊。
We have to be careful.
生活过得越好。
The better our lives are,
信仰是不是变得越来越冷淡
？Is our faith cooling down？
来教会又来打个卡，哦，赶快走了。
Yeah, you have come to church, but then you're just here to take attendance.
主没有在我们生命当中占最重要的位置。
But the Lord has not stand, is not the greatest in your heart.
第二盘水会浇熄我们属灵的温度的。
The second bowl of cold water that will diminish our flame.
我们看回来路加二十一章。
Let's turn back to Luke 21.
34节。
34.
第二盘水是什么？
What is the second bowl of water?
这里说啊，叫醉酒。
It is drunkenness.
当然，酒喝多啊会醉。
Of course, when you drink a lot of alcohol, you will be drunk.
酒的功用就是麻醉你的神经。
The purpose of alcohol is to numb your senses.
让你对别的痛苦、别的烦恼或者是肉体的痛苦，会减低那个敏感度。
So numb your sensitivities to all the other pains and cares you have.
所以喝了酒会放松。
So when you drink water, when you drink alcohol, you will relax.
那醉喝很多酒的话，你会醉，醉就是忘记自己是谁啊。
If you drink a lot, you will become drunk, and then at that state, you forget who you are.
主耶稣说，另外一个大问题是醉酒。
The second problem that Jesus mentioned was drunkenness.
但是主耶稣所讲的也不是只有物质的酒啊。
But he is not talking about only the material alcohol.
有什么东西会让你把神的对信仰的温度降温，马上变零呢？马上变不冷不热呢？
What other thing will take your temperature towards God and lower it?
就是沉迷世界的享乐。
Is when you're addicted to the joys of the world.
所有有关于世界的享乐。
All of the entertainment in the world.
只要你被他灌醉了，你被他迷醉了，你对神就慢慢就没感觉。
If you become drunk in it, then you have no feelings towards God.
今天我们不要说酒了，我们也很少人真的是整天喝酒，应该比较少了，不然你现在有味道了。
Today, very few of us are alcoholics, or else we would be able to smell that on you.
但是我们今天是不是被别的东西刺激到，对神已经麻木了？
But today, are we obsessed with something else so that we are numb towards the Lord?
想想我们的手机，每个人现在都有。
Let's consider our phones. We each have one.
我们早上一起来第一件事情做什么？
What do you do the first thing you wake up?
Check 一下。
Check your phones.
睡觉最后一件事情做什么？
What do you do before you go to sleep?
要 check 一下。
Check your phones.
想要跑厕所了，哎，要带什么？不是带卫生纸。
When you're going to the washroom, what are you bringing? You're not bringing tissue paper. You're bringing.
洗澡要带什么？不是带毛巾。哎，手机要带一带。
When you're going to shower, you're not bringing a towel. You're looking for your phone.
我去游泳池游泳。
I went to the swimming pool.
在泡 jacuzzi， 在里面泡 jacuzzi。
There's a jacuzzi beside it.
有一个年轻人。
There's a young person there.
泡的时候也是看手机。
Even while they were in the jacuzzi, they were looking on their phone.
另外一个老人。
There was an elderly person.
把他的手机放塑胶袋里面，你的手也是看着手机。
They put their phone in a plastic bag and was still looking on their phones.
自己做防水的。
They made it DIY waterproof.
哇，真的醉了。
They were really drunk.
不要说上厕所要带，连游泳的时候，连泡澡过期的时候都要带。
Not only do they bring it to the toilet, they also bring it to the jacuzzi and swimming.
今天很多信徒都是啊，来到教会，坐这里以为他在听吗？他没有看到传道，他就在看手机。
Today, many members are this way. Do you think them sitting here is focusing on the service? They might be actually scrolling on their phones.
基本上传道在上面看，都看到谁也没有在听。你整个碗、整个胸头都在看低头的，通常没有在听。
In actual fact, the preacher can see exactly who is on their phones the whole time.
有一些上面滑新闻啊，
看图片啊 ，scrolling on.
没有错，是看圣经，但是一下就转到另外一边去了。
Yes, they do start off looking at the Bible, but they quickly turn to something else.
这个传道讲得无聊啊，哎呀，看看别的东西。
This preacher is very boring, so I'll go look at something else.
吃饭的时候应该要团契，应该要分享信仰心得，结果吃完没聊的，哎呀，就滑手机。
During mealtime, we should be having fellowship with our fellow members, but then instead we are scrolling on our phones.
太多东西可以看了。
There's so many things in the phone.
现在更可怕的不是电影啊，是短剧啊，听说那种大陆很多短剧啊，很短的微剧啊。
What is even scarier now is the short films. Those are within a few minutes. They're very popular.
那些刺激你的眼目的情欲的东西，或者是一些故事，已经充满了你的头脑里面。
These things excite your heart and they're filling your mind.
我们想一想，你一天盯着荧幕看刺激的东西，比起你打开圣经，好好看一篇圣经的时间，比例是多少？
Let's consider what is the ratio of time that you spend on the entertainment of the world and to the ones the time that you spend on reading the Bible.
可能看两三个钟头世界的东西。
You may be looking at the things of the world for 2-3 hours.
看圣经可能五分钟都看不下去。
And when you read the Bible, you might not continue reading past 5 minutes.
是不是已经醉了？
Are you not drunk?
不管你在看什么，就算你没有看不好的。
It doesn't matter what you are looking at, even if it's not anything bad.
但是我们的心也被世界灌满了，灌醉了。
But our hearts are filled with the things of the world.
更何况这个世界的东西，这网络上的东西，很多都是刺激我们言不情义的那种东西。
Not to mention, a lot of the things in this world are exciting the fleshly desires of our heart.
你喝醉了世界的酒，你就对属灵的东西没有什么喝不下去了。
If you're drunk with the entertainment of the world, the alcohol of the world, then you no longer have any room for what is spiritual.
喜欢喝酒的人会喜欢喝白水吗？
Those who like alcohol, would they like water?
啊，白水没有味道。
There's no flavor to water.
但是白水是对你身体最好的。
But water is the best for your body.
神的话就像活水的泉源。
The words of God is the spiritual living water.
洁净你的心。
Cleanses your heart.
但是我们今天被世界的酒迷醉酒迷醉到了。
But if we are drunk on the wine of the world,
所以我们神志不清啊，神志不清。
We are not conscious anymore.
没有办法分辨什么是好的，什么是不好的。
We're no longer able to discern what is good and what is bad.
没有办法分辨神喜欢什么，神不喜欢什么。
We're unable to discern what does God like and what He does not like.
好像人对酒上瘾。
And it is like when a person is addicted to alcohol.
我们对世界的这些享乐、这些刺激、这些观感的东西也上瘾了。
We have all become addicted to the things of the world.
不要说孩子在家里玩手机上瘾。
We don't need to mention the children looking at phones.
大人一样上瘾。
Adults are also addicted.
有一次有个小朋友。
Once there is a child.
在宗教教育里面。
In RE class.
啊，老师说你们在家里不要一直玩手机哦。
The teacher said, "Don't stop playing on your phones at home."
不要只是看 iPad.
Stop looking at your iPad.
他举手。
They rose their hand.
老师，我告诉你，我阿公啊，躺在床上一直看 iPad， 整天都在躺在床上看 iPad。
Teacher, I'm telling you, my grandpa is on his bed and scrolling on the iPad all day long.
你要知道家里的秘密啊，跟小孩子多讲话就可以。
If you want to know the secrets of a family, just talk to the kids.
他们很诚实，会出卖你。
They're very honest. They will tell you everything.
你在家里装，等下教会装出一个很属灵的样子，没有用。
At church, if you pretend to be very spiritual, it's useless.
小孩子都看着你。
Your child has seen everything.
嘴巴讲那么好，要怎么样怎么样，自己都没有做。
You say such good things, but you are not acting them out.
只有在教会祷告，在家里不祷告。
You only pray at church. You don't pray at home.
家里不读圣经。
You don't read the Bible at home.
一有空就玩手机。
The moment you have any time, you play with your phone.
那你要叫他清醒一点，你叫他不要像这样，怎么可能？
And how is that possible for you to require them to be more awake?
所以这种世界的潮流啊，世界的这种东西啊，会让我们醉掉。
So the trends of this world will make us drunk.
那另外一方面也会让我们醉的是什么？
And then there's one more thing that will make us drunk.
我们看挪亚的例子。
Let us look at Noah.
我们看创世纪第九章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 9.
创世纪第九章。
Genesis 9.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
创世纪第九章二十节。
Genesis 9 verse 20.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
第二章。挪亚做起农夫来，摘了一个葡萄园。二十一节，他喝了园中的酒，便醉了，在帐篷里赤着身子。这里告诉我们，一个属灵的人也会醉哦。
Here, a spiritual person also became drunk.
挪亚不是一般的人，不是你跟我那种等级的。
Noah is not at the same level as you and I.
他是神的工人。
He is a worker of the Lord.
为什么他之前那一百年没有醉？
Why is it that he was never drunk 100 years ago?
因为他警醒啊。
Because he was awake.
他知道洪水快来了。
He knew that the flood was coming.
赶快要把方舟盖好。
He worked on building the ark.
那时候他属灵的温度是高的。
At that time, his spiritual temperature was high.
通常你遇到危机，有危机感，有危机意识，你的属灵的温度就会相对提高。
Sometimes, normal, most of the time, when you face trials, then you have a sense of trouble, and you will guard against it because you are fighting a war.
有危险啊！
There's danger.
要开灵恩会啊！
There's a spiritual convocation.
要传福音啊！
We have to preach the gospel.
哇，这个时候你会很警醒。
This time you will be very awake.
好了，但是盖好方舟了，洪水也过了。
But he built the ark, and the flood has come and gone.
哇，然后要放松了。
He is relaxed.
放松就怎么样？种个葡萄园呢？
What happens when he relaxed? He planted a vineyard.
种个葡萄园有什么好种的？不种再种葡萄，因为葡萄可以酿酒。
Why did he plant a vineyard? It's because you can have wine from vine from grapes.
如果我是挪亚，应该种榴莲比较好。
If I was Noah,
天天吃榴莲也不会醉。
Maybe I will.
血糖可能比较飙高而已。
Durians and you won't get drunk from them.
那葡萄可以做酒啊，那么多葡萄也吃不完。
But grapes can be made into wine.
啊，做酒来喝。
So he made wine.
喝了自己所做的酒，自己醉了。
He drank the wine that he made himself and became drunk.
那赤裸的身子。
And he uncovered himself.
造成了后来迦南因为这件事情被他咒诅。
And this caused Canaan to be cursed.
那他自己呢，也是四个字，晚节不保。
And he himself has lost his cleanliness.
我们信仰啊，到最后最怕这四个字。
We are very afraid of this at the end of our life.
不管你是老信徒信了一辈子了。
Whether or not if you've believed for a long time.
或是做圣工人员做了一辈子。
Or are a holy worker for your whole life.
做传道做了一辈子，做长老。
Or a minister your whole life.
我们就最怕这四个字。
That is what we are most afraid of.
晚节不保。
Is to lose your cleanliness.
到最后失败了。
That you are a failure in the end.
露出你的羞耻。
And your nakedness is revealed.
啊，你之前呢怎么样那些都没有用，到最后原来是这样结束的，太可惜了。
Anything you've done beforehand is useless because if at the end you fail and that is it.
那为什么会晚节不保呢？
Why would that happen?
因为他喝醉了。
Because he was drunk.
不能分辨呢。
He could not discern.
那今天我们也许没有在喝物质的酒。
Today we might not be drinking actual alcohol.
但是我们有可能被别的酒所灌醉。
But we may be drunk from something else.
这种酒是什么？
What is this?
心中的骄傲。
It is the pride of your heart.
哦，信了一辈子了，我知道，你不用讲。
I've believed all my life. I already know this. You don't need to tell me.
我是老信徒，你不要跟我讲什么，我知道。
I believe for a long time. You don't need to teach me. I know.
我做神工作那么久，还需要你提醒吗？
I've done holy work for so long. I don't need you to encourage me.
啊，这个叫自我陶醉。
This is being drunk on yourself.
尤其是如果神工作了很多，很多人捧你，很多人肯定你，很多人喜欢你。
Especially if you're someone who does a lot of holy work and many people give you affirmations.
人的称赞也是酒啊。
The affirmations from men is also alcohol.
说你很好啊，说你很棒啊，说你顶呱呱啊。
They say that you are great and.
真的，挪亚那个时候真的是信仰的最高峰。
And truly, at that moment, he was at the pinnacle of his faith.
全家人都尊敬他。
His whole family respected him.
但是这个时候他喝了不是物质的酒了，其实是自我陶醉、自我喜悦的酒了。
But at this moment, he drank not of material wine, but the wine of his own pride.
他觉得没关系，没有什么人会，我没有什么东西不能做的，我自己会控制自己。
He thought it was fine. There was nothing that I could not do. I have self-control.
这个就是给老信徒、老工人的警钟。
This is a warning for people who have believed for a long time.
有没有自我陶醉？
Are you drunk on yourself?
你一自我陶醉，你警醒，你的热度就会降低。
If you are, then your discernment, your vigilance will be lowered. If your spiritual vigilance has lowered, then you will relax.
一放松，魔鬼就进来引诱你。
The moment you relax, the devil will come and tempt you.
哇，你骄傲的心一起来。
Once your pride is puffed up.
你沉醉在自我的过去、自我的成就里面。
You immerse yourself in your own past and your accomplishments.
这个真的是信主越久啊，做圣工越久啊，看到这些跌倒的例子越可怕，越警醒。
The longer I believe, the longer I've served, I see more examples of this. I have to be more vigilant.
一个属灵的人也会喝醉。
A spiritual person can be drunk as well.
有一句话，酒不醉人，人自醉。
There's a saying that says it is not wine that makes one drunk, but one is drunk on themselves.
自己心里迷失。
They have lost themselves in their hearts.
听不进别人的劝勉。
They cannot listen to the advice of others.
哇，这也是一种醉。
This is a type of drunkenness.
你一醉酒，你属灵的温度就降低。
When you become drunk, then your spiritual temperature decreases.
就糊涂了。
Then you become confused.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let us look at Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章十五节
Verse 15
我们一起读
Let's read together
以弗所五章十五节到十八节一二三你们要谨慎行事不要像愚昧人要像智慧人十六要爱惜光阴因为现在的世代邪恶时期不要做糊涂人要明白主的旨意如何十八节不要醉酒就能使人放荡乃要被圣灵充满这里讲得太好了
Here it says it very clearly.
原来一个人的迷失，一个人信仰的冷漠，是被世界影响。
A person being lost and them losing their faith is being because the world affects them.
你不会分辨这个世界有多危险。
You are not able to discern how dangerous this world is.
你不知道主耶稣快来了。
You do not know that God is coming again.
啊，你还在被世界的东西迷醉。
You're still drunk in the things of the world.
就放荡了。放松了
and you relax yourself.
但是我们要反过来
But we have to flip it around.
怎么样才可以信仰的温度在这提升
How can we reflame our temperature in faith?
拒绝世界的酒
You deny the wine of the world.
被圣灵充满
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
灵恩会就是要追求圣灵充满
In the spiritual convocations, that's what we should be pursuing.
当我们圣灵大大充满的时候
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
会再一次让我们这个低迷的火，属灵的火再次眺望起来。
Our flame will be again reignited.
我们明天再继续。
We will continue tomorrow.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们现在。